Hi, everybody. Well, today is Wednesday, and the day today is the 25th of October, and the year is 2017. So the Creation Life Shift Healing Show. So here we go. Let's clear the date for everybody. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And a little heavy still. So 1, 2, 3. Well, a lot heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, let's bring up a light being or beings on your monitor screen to bring you peace energy for this show that we're having. Here we go. So bring them up. So stronger, and stronger. And next we are going to release from you a timeline that has a situation on it. So think of your situation. And that one thought will be released from you. And hopefully it's simply thought it feels more safe here. So here we go, releasing that from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Great. And let's bring our phones on. So are you out there, Michelle? Maybe it's muted. I don't know. Are you still there,
Hello,
Michelle?
Everybody. Here I am.
Okay.
Welcome to Peace and Light Shift. Yeah. I know that there's people all over the entire world that are able to listen to this show. They can listen to it online or they can listen to it on their phone. So it's really wonderful. So they can send us questions in. They can get their questions answered, learn more about the healings that are offered on the website. It is kind of a concept to grasp. It's different than anything that most of us have been raised with or heard about, although it's not that different. It's just slightly off, but I believe you'll find more truthful, and it's very helpful. So I'm glad to get started on a Wednesday night. So I know, Ron, that your show on Monday was a recording because you're getting ready to do a conference this weekend, and that's going to be in New York. And you're giving a couple different talks and lectures. So it's really lectures and workshops. And there are four in all. So really, they're going to be Friday at 8, Saturday at 7, again with a workshop on Saturday at 12, and then Sunday at 1. So you are offering that if people want to listen to your lectures and workshops, for $20, they can listen to all four of them. So if anyone wants to do that, because it's really a great offer, Ron gives a lot of very interesting information, and he often does healings right there on the spot. I believe what you'll do is send in a $20 donation, usually through PayPal on the website, and then Ron will send you back a phone call code that you can use to click into a conference call, and then you'll be able to hear him speak. And if you want to know the times again, if you didn't remember that, what I just said, the times, they will be listed on the New Life Expo website, and there's going to be information under Amatron. So that's Ron's last name. So it's going to be under Amatron and the New Life Expo. But if you want to write down those times, I'll say them again a little bit slower. So it's going to be Friday at 8 p.m., Saturday at 7 p.m. Those are going to be one-hour lectures. And then Saturday at 12 noon, that's going to be an hour and 45-minute workshop. And then again on Sunday at 1, there's going to be a one-hour and 45-minute workshop as well with another guest speaker. Okay, anything else that you wanted to say about that, Ron?
No, that's good. So what you could do if, I don't know how busy I'm going to be, so why don't you, if you're interested, just pay for the Friday our Friday conference call.
The weekly call?
Yeah. Okay. And I'll be using the Friday conference call PIN number, which you would have then. It's $20. And I'll do it that way. It might make it easier in case I can't get a computer to respond So just log in and do the Friday conference call for $20. You get the PIN number for that, and then from there, I'll be on that on Friday and Saturday and the two and Sunday for the different workshops and lectures, and just use that to log into. So you'd be given the phone number and also the PIN code for that. So we'll see, hopefully we'll see you all there, at least on the phone anyway. So what can we do tonight for heating? I have a little bit of a jet lag, a little tired still, so anyway, we could do some healings here for people. Anything that's come in for healings or any questions?
We have things, I believe, going back from Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then today. So one question here is talking about a psychic attack feeling. What would somebody do if they felt a psychic attack? Is there anything you could do for that?
Well, psychic attacks are number one, it could be somebody connecting to you by looking at you. Maybe you have a problem with your body or something, or you have a broken arm, or you're limping, or in a wheelchair, or you look very attractive, and people look at you, different parts of your body, because they like that looking, at different things. and so as soon as they do that, you're going to be probably hit with something. So you could do the dark side practitioner or the curse of sex of spell clearing. So that's the best way to try to ward that off. So other than that, if you know about it, you could probably get off of the timeline that the person is putting you on. But typically, those are probably the best two remedies, I think, for that. So, and everybody does these energetic cordings or psychic attacks, which is kind of the same thing, because they're connecting to you for some reason. Normally, a psychic attack would be more on the negative aspect, but it's still energy brought to you that you don't want to have from a person. So back to you.
Okay, good. Yes, it's just there's also the dark side practitioner clearing, which is somebody else's thought processes being put upon you, or you thinking about other people and you putting that energy on that person that you're thinking about.
Yeah, if you feel it really affecting you, then it could be on your psychic billboard. Remember, the psychic billboard is kind of what you're projecting for yourself, your thoughts on how you think a situation is, we'll say, in your life. And then you also have what other people think of you. And so that could be the way they're giving in also to you. Then you have what the aliens want. So the psychic billboard could be one way to get it off of there, too, because everybody reads your psychic billboard. So back to you.
Okay. Yeah, it's so hard to say because everybody has people that they have to work with or deal with in whatever capacity. There's so many different ways. And you want people to think good things about you, but either way, it's really an attachment. So I guess just we need to keep up on our clearings, right?
Yeah, if you want to clear this stuff off of you, and it's best to always try to do, to keep in the peace energy. So you could do that with the Be Here Now clearing if you have your computer up, or just do the Mind to Heart Drop. Either way, it will work for you. Sometimes one way may not be, available to you. So you have two options there in a sense. But when you become peaceful, then the energies around you, since you're not thinking, remember the thoughts are what contaminates you. So when you're not thinking, then you're not, being open to receiving thoughts from other people, and you can stay in peace. And remember, the thoughts that other people project from you can put you into the fear mode. So just by being peaceful, automatically, you're going to be disconnected from a lot of that energy that's around you from what people are thinking of you. And you can kind of think of sometimes maybe where you were maybe doing something, maybe you had to do a presentation, in school when you're younger and you're really nervous and you're kind of shaking and, afraid to talk to people, plus, really hard to talk maybe in front of the classroom or something in front of people, you know, or stage fright or something, and you start maybe forgetting what you're saying or stuttering and you're embarrassed. And, you know, so if you're able to become centered, we'll say, or, you know, if you knew about the mind to heart drop, you could just say that, and instantly you would be in peace. And then the peace energy that you're, you know, living inside of, we'll say, that surrounds you and in you, not connecting to other people's thoughts, you would not even really connect to the people around you when they're looking at you, and you could be perfectly calm and peaceful and continue on with what you have to do. And that's what a lot of people do when they, you know, have a situation going on. You know, they go to the mailbox and they get this letter that you don't want to see or have that, you know, is troubling for you. And then all of a sudden, you know, you're on a tailspin going downward. Maybe you're in complete anger because you have this letter. So you do the mind to heart drop, and now you're back to center. And now you're able to release yourself from the energy that's inside of that envelope. And you can now begin to plan in the now what you want to do about it without the drama and trauma clouding your judgments. So that's the way it works. You want to keep out of the judgments, and you just want to be in peace. And everybody has had that situation where things have occurred and you have trouble dealing with something because you're too emotional. So back to you.
Wow, it's such a, I would say, a struggle to become in peace, although with a mind heart drop, it's not. But we're often taught in our society to constantly be searching for something else, to have a goal, and to go for that goal, and then you have to do certain things to get that goal, and or to have an end plan or something, and it leads you to definitely not be in the moment. So always be thinking about the future, or what you could have done in the past, and yes, it's just this endless thing of thinking. So the mind heart drop is so important, so good to have. Okay, well, at one point in one of the shows just recently, you must have been talking about Halloween. So one of our listeners wrote in, trick or treat. Yes, in my time, you would be invited into the living room of the houses you visited to show off your costume and do a little trick for the resident of the house. Then you would get a treat before you left, like a home-baked cookie or an apple or popcorn. These days, it's a bad dash from door to door for candy. Huh. I wonder if that was like 50s or 60s. It must have taken quite a long time to get through a neighborhood. So, yeah, I think if you don't want to get connected to any of the Halloween energies, you could just turn your lights out, right? And people will just ignore your house.
Yeah, hopefully. I'll do a clearing for people. That didn't sound too good to me.
Okay.
Being invited into somebody's house to get a treat, you know. You don't know what energetic stuff is going on.
Yeah.
You know, when you're a child, you know, you're lured to the candy, you know.
Yeah.
But as an adult, if you go into somebody's house to get a cookie, you'd probably go, wait a minute, you know what's going on here, right? So if that happened to you, let's do a clearing to release that energy that happened, you know, decades ago, we'll say. So here we go. So think of that time if you were involved with doing something like that, and I'll release that energy. That's how I'll do it five times. So the first time, here we go. It may be five houses, or could this be 5 years? I don't know, but we'll do the first one here. Well, it's already negative. Here we go. Releasing this curse, a spell off of you that they could have put on you. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That one's released. That's number one. Number two. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number three. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number four. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And number five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So just see if you feel a little lighter now. So remember, you're still dealing with timelines. You know, everything is on some kind of timeline because the timelines are produced according to your thoughts and your experiences and what you're living. So maybe your living comes about because you're on a timeline. Yeah. And if you're in the now, it's going to be much easier to stay in peace. So back to you.
Okay. And then another one of our listeners had written in, you know, about the tradition, saying that it has gone back in North America since the 1920s. And in Britain and Ireland, it's gone back since the 16th century. So that, too, would be in our DNA. That's kind of a strange tradition. Halloween's very strange. I don't know why. If you think about it, like, why would you dress up, really, and go to people's houses? But, yeah, so thank you for releasing that, Ron. I don't know if we need any more or, you know, if you see anything. But apparently that's something in people's DNA. If somebody wanted to clear more of that, what exactly would they do? Would that be judgment? Or
that you probably the seven generational clearing, so I don't have anything for Halloween. You have to go into the special clearing, and that's normally designed for body stuff. But you could probably type in Halloween there, and then, you know, if you really get affected by it, or you find out that, yeah, something's going on with that, then you may want to start clearing the different generations. Maybe do the first seven generations, and that will probably go back, you know, to maybe mid-1800s or so, basically maybe a couple hundred years, we'll say. And if you need to go back further, then you can do the next seven generational clearing, which might just nip it all in the bud, you know. But that'll be going back 14 generations, I believe. So back to you.
Okay. All right. Well, on a slightly different note, this is a question about one of your particular clearings. It's called the Ascension 2012 Barcode Removal. And somebody is wondering, would this be applicable for any dark side ascension?
It would be. It's not. We have a lot of information or a lot of stuff coming through about the middle of 2012. I think I put that up maybe the first quarter of 2012. And it was a lot of just darkness coming in, you know, for that dark side 2012 ascension, but it will still work today. So it is a good clearing to do, to release stuff off of you. It's not just only for 2012, it's for whenever you need that. So back to you.
All right, thank you. So, and this is another completely different question. It says, please explain the seven generation light infusion chamber clearing. And then they go on to say benefit. I have the current Whole Life online version, was wondering if getting this would be helpful. So they must have the current light infusion chamber clearing, and they're wondering if getting the seven generation light infusion chamber clearing would be helpful.
I'm sure it would be helpful. I don't know how much you're going to benefit by it. I don't know if I have had anybody do that one yet. I only have, you know, a few people doing the seven generational clearing. So if anybody out there has done it for that or another clearing, you know, in particular, just, you know, let us know. Because normally you do that when you really have difficulties with something. So by going back and energizing you back seven generations on the DNA, that could be pretty nice, I think. But you're really working in the now, and when you're more in the now, that's where you want to be, and a lot of that information and stuff is not going to be with you. So you're looking at two different ways to connect to the energy. One, you want to always be in the now, but unfortunately, because of life here, you're not. So when you're not, then you want to go back and at least clear this lifetime of stuff. So by helping out with the light infusion chamber going back seven generations, that's going to really probably give you a lot of energy of light coming into you. But I haven't had anybody try it yet, to my knowledge. So if you have done it, you know, why don't you let me know how much it helped you. So back to you.
Yeah, we love testimonials, and they're very helpful. I sometimes find it hard to put into words exactly what to say, although it is still nice to hear that, you know, you noticed something. But it usually, I look back and it has an accumulative effect. Like, I can look back and go, oh, wow, you know, 6 months ago, I used to feel like this about such and such, and I don't feel that way anymore. And then I think, well, you know, which feelings have I done? And although I can look back at the times and dates when I bought them and find out which ones they were, it's still like, it seems like an accumulative effect of doing different ones are just like, oh, well, I just feel generally so much better than I used to. So, but if you're good with words and can put that into words, yes, please let us know. We like testimonials. Okay, Ron, the next thing I just want to bring up real quick is that you've sent out the November intensive schedule, and there is a slight difference from most other months. So it looks like the first Sunday is going to be November 12th. And then the Saturday call is going to be on the 18th. And then the next Sunday, the 19th, and then the 26th. So, and the difference is that usually it's a Saturday and then three Sundays. This time it's a Sunday, a Saturday, and two Sundays. So the Saturday call is in the middle. So if anyone wants to get on those, you are welcome. Ron has really great deals to do all the calls and all the weekly calls as well all together. So for a whole month, you can really, you know, get a lot done. And this will affect you physically, not just energetically, but physically. Ron is able to work on, you know, whatever issues that you are thinking about or saying. The light beings can work on that. And it's really, it'll just push you over the top of like, wow, that is gone. That is out of my life now. It's no longer an issue. So if you've ever considered doing it, please choose a month and go for it because it's really great. Okay, so trying to find some more good emails. We have some new ones coming in. Okay, this one says, okay, this is about the New Life Expo call. It says, so if I've already done a monthly payment for the conference calls, I can use that phone number and that PIN for listening to Ron at the New York conference on Friday at 8, Saturday at 12, and 7, and Sunday at 1. So they're wondering if they've already paid for that call, but I believe that if they want to do the New York calls, they're using that number, but you would still like an extra $20 donation for those four calls?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, just do a donation then for $20 if you already have the PIN for the Friday conference call.
Okay. So they are kind of separate. Ron was just letting you know that if he's not able to send out another email, most of you probably already have that particular phone number because it will be for that. But we're wanting another $20 for the four calls, which is way worth it because it's four calls. So you'll be able to hear everything. Okay. And then this one says, Auric Field Protection. Okay. Via the 2012 Global Cellular Nano Detox, it may shield a person from psychic attacks and the crown chakra clearing shrink wrap. So I believe what they're saying is that there is a clearing round that you have, and this one is really great to have. It's called the 2012 Global Cellular Nano Detox Clearing. And I think if you just type in nano or 2012, it should come up. And then once you buy that clearing, within that clearing, there is a, I'm going to bring it up so I can just tell you exactly what it is. There is a auric field protection clearing, I believe, that you can put on. And it only goes for 8 hours, but that's 8 good hours that if you're, say, you're in a conference or something, people will be less likely to want to shake your hand or touch you. They usually, I find, they often respectfully look at you and, you know, give you the nod, which is nice. And how it's explained on the website is that it helps them be more in their heart. So they're like at peace. They're not trying to impress you or or sway your idea by influencing you by using touch. They are in their hearts more. So I brought it up, and it's called 2012 Global Cellular Nano Detox Clearing, and I believe it's only a $50 clearing. And within that, in yellow, it says auric field protection clearing. When you touch on it, it lights up, and it brings you to another clearing. So, and especially if you don't want people to constantly be touching you, brushing you, touching, like hugging you or shaking your hand, if you put the intensity level at 20, it's very effective. So, okay, so thank you, listener. That's a good reminder. And then the last comment here in the email, it says, and the crown chakra clearing shrink wrap. Is that in the crown chakra clearing, or is that the when you say body shrink wrap? Well, I'm not sure. Ron?
Yeah. I'm not sure either. I know you can yeah. Tell your body to do, you know, a shrink wrap around it. Well, the crown chakra is different energies. That's how the aliens attach to you through the crown chakra. So we do have another clearing, which a lot of people have, which is the skin aura. So we're talking about kind of like shrink wrapping. The skin aura one is very nice to have. You know, that has a lot of different options on it. If you're willing to go further, that has timelines, I believe, in there with the skin aura. So some people want to know what the differences are for different healings. You know, so the timeline one is what people normally get. But, you know, your head connectors is a free one. You know, that's kind of dealing with your crown chakra in a sense. The crown chakra clearing is good to get rid of stuff on your head and, you know, in a sense, close down your crown chakra too. But, you know, if you haven't tried the other one, the skin aura one, that's very nice. So you're really working with timelines with different types of clearings, even though it may not indicate timelines. I'm just kind of going a little sideways here, but we're dealing with energies on your bodies. So the shrink wrap helps your body to stay, to not emit energies outside of it. So you're kind of undetectable, we'll say. And it can also be like a little force field in a sense around you to keep people from connecting to you with attack energies. So back to you, Michelle, maybe you can kind of add to that a little bit. I think the question sort of is like, how do you get protection, you know, around your body or something like that? I'm kind of between the lines here, you know?
Yeah. I think it definitely is the body shrink wrap, the auric field protection clearing, to have that on. I set it up before I left the work, and then felt fine all day, and usually I don't notice people deciding to, like, you know, hug me or whatever until I realize that it's the last hour of the day when the clearing is probably stopped being on. And I'm like, why all of a sudden is this happening? And I realize that, oh, the clearing is on at home and it's probably expired. But, yeah, the body shrink wrap. It's interesting, the more clearings you do, it is almost as if you become not invisible, but kind of invisible. You people just don't notice you as much unless you really do something fantastic to make yourself known. But when your energy is peaceful, it's I don't know, maybe it's not attractive, like people aren't attracted to it because they're not used to that. They're used to being attracted to something loud or bright.
Yeah, you're more transparent. And remember, people read you psychically, and they're looking for a way to get in. And so they look for your dramas and traumas because they want to have a conversation with you. And so they can bring up situations or talk about something similar to what you're going through. Well, if you're in peace, then you're not transmitting. and they're not receiving, and they're going to kind of walk by you and just think, oh, okay, well, I'll find somebody else for a target and someone engaged here. So when you're peaceful and you're transparent, then, you know, that's why people don't normally come to you. Mm-hmm. And your psychic billboard may not be indicating anything either. So what can they read off of you? You know, they're looking for a host, and you're not going to be a host for them.
Yeah. Well, speaking of which, attractive type things, our next email, and I believe that this actually came in today, it says, the park I go to is wide open and has amazing sunsets for some reason. The one tonight was amazing and had very powerful energy. It felt like it could be an abduction portal. It was beautiful, and people were photographing it and enjoying it. Is it better not to get too drawn into the beauty of natural phenomenon?
Well, typically, the beautiful sunsets, you're seeing pollution. That's all you're seeing is pollution up there in the sky. So it may look beautiful to you. I think it's disgusting, you know, to see the pollution in the air that you're breathing, maybe, and everything else. So you really don't need to have a sunset. But anyway, I don't want to rain on anybody's parade here. But anyway, back to you.
Okay. So, but then really, I know that when there's been a certain fantastic thing happening with the moon, it has been said to maybe don't get drawn into it. Don't get attracted to it. I wonder if that's what they're asking.
Yeah, remember there's a movie out a long time ago, Soylent Green, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw that, but I think it's way back when. Charlton Heston, yeah, Soylent Green. So you may want to check that one out. I think it's probably in the 60s or something. But anyway, back to you.
Okay. All right, let's see what this says. It says, this one's a little bit longer, so I'm going to read it, and then I'll see what I can relay. Okay. This says, lots of info on dimensions, and being in the now is out of time. Doctor Strange, it is excellent. Oh, it's about a movie. Or, I don't know if it's a movie or a TV show, Doctor Strange. Oh, I think it's a movie. It says, lots of info on dimensions and being in and out of time. Interesting. Have you seen that, Ron?
Well, I've seen a newer one. Yeah, I have seen it. Yeah, so it is kind of good. You know, you may want to just check it out. I think they had a couple movies of that, an old one and a newer one. But I think I saw Doctor Strange maybe 6 months ago or something. In fact, I think when I was at the last expo, I saw it here in New York, come to think of it, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, that was maybe March or something. So anyway, it could be older, but the whole thing is you want to always be peaceful. But yeah, there are movies, a lot of them out now. That's probably 3-4 years and sooner about timelines. And even the one that Arnold had initially, you know, the Terminator was about timelines, him coming back to help out. So, you know, they're telling you what's going on, and there's, you know, now ones about that are more recent where they give more information about timelines and, you know, trying to figure out something and going back and going forward and everything else. But yeah, everything is timeline, so it's all different movie sets brought together. And as you're living on those timelines, so as you watch one of those movies about timeline, people moving on timelines or different experiences, you know, that's happening to you too. And the only way to get out of it is to do timeline crashing for your events that you have or dreams and or situations. So you don't get more timelines connected to you to cause you more harm. So back to you.
Ron, I've always wondered, you said a long time ago that if humans didn't have so much emotions, and we all cleared out our emotional body, that aliens wouldn't be attracted here as much. Are they attracted to animals that are not at peace as well?
I don't think they're dealing with animals that much. They will deal with animals if you happen to own one, you know, like a dog or cat or something. So they could use it to be a handler for you, and they could also use it to spy on you. But they're, you know, or maybe they may use the animal to sacrifice itself some way to get injured, you know, which will make you get upset. So, but basically by themselves, if you just had a bunch of animals together, no, the aliens aren't even going to want to probably see them because, you know, they're strictly limited on what they can do. And all they are is in the present moment, you know, and from there, they're very peaceful. So they don't want to have peace. And humans are emotional, and that's what they live off of, is that type of energy, pain energy and emotional energy. They use that to charge themselves up. So why or how they do that, or, you know, it's hard to say, but when you get off the timelines and you do clearings to get rid of your active DNA that's running your life, then you slowly can, you know, walk away from their energy systems, because they're not going to really know who and what you are if you don't do a lot of thinking or get stuck in traumas and traumas. So they want you to have that all the time, so they keep activating it on you and bring people into your life. And that's why you have, you know, your natal chart, you know, showing you what you're going to be doing. That's your script of your life. That's the whole movie set of you. And, you know, they already pre-planned everything for you, and you do have, you know, ways to get out of it by doing clearings to release yourself from a lot of those incidents, especially the death barcode ones. So the death barcodes are what they want to do to you to take you out. But in the process, if they don't kill you, then they may get a broken arm or something else, or a car accident, we'll say, and now you're dealing with a lot of stuff. And the stuff you're dealing with can be, you know, traumatic and put you into fear and emotions. So regardless of what it is, the death barcodes are probably one of the most important clearing that we have on the website, because it can release a lot of these incidents from you before they even happen. So that's one good way of doing that. But you do want to clean out your past. And your past is where stuff resides, and the emotional clearing is, you know, the best one to do that. And then you see what else you may have difficulties with, or other energetic bodies that are contaminated that you don't know nothing about. But you first want to do your whole lifetime emotional clearing. So back to you, Michelle.
Yeah. Okay, good. And then, of course, we can do our animals once we buy the clearing. But, yeah, it's good to know, actually. I'm glad that animals aren't really being affected directly just as a means to get to us. So it's really our emotions that we need to take care of in the first place. Okay. All right. So this next one says, since the healings we receive in the rooms of the light ship on Saturday night are instant and complete, how do the healings affect the body and spirit when we come off the light ship? And then they also go on to say, thank you for all your years of dedication for helping us, to all who have ears to hear and eyes to see. So,
on the light ship, you are being bilocated instantly. And so I can't tell you how many times you're bilocated, but it's a lot. So when you take place on the light ship, as you request your healing, the healing is done for you. And then you come back here, being bilocated, and when you come back down here again, and you really don't have that, if you're being, you know, bilocated. So you're here, you're there, and you take it back here again. And then these energetic bodies are here on the earth plane, now they're home with you again, and if they come to your problem before, the situation can be brought back to you over again. Okay. Twice, but it's going to come back into you. If you haven't fixed the first content, or you will say it's contaminated. So then you go back to the last ship, and you say, yeah, you don't really realize that this moment. What you're experiencing when you're back here now is maybe the same pain that you had before you came to the light ship. So now you have this pain that's in your present moment because your body's giving it to you. And you go, that's the pain, at my elbow, So you come back here again, and you still haven't corrected your energetic body that do not go to the light ship. And they're there now. So now you get imprinted, but maybe it's not as much as what it was before. Go back to the light ship, and you say, yep, I want my elbow fixed. It still hurts, or it's hurting me at the moment. At the moment, the light beings don't know about your history. They just see you as brand new again. It's like a different person. So they, okay, well, fix your elbow. Okay, now you go, oh, that's, I'm a light ship. Oh, this is wonderful. Feels great. Man, come back down here, and that energetic body, when you come here, goes, oh, boy. You've got to imprint this person again with this energy. So this is how it works. And it's possible that each time you come up and down, some of that charge that energetic body gave you could be lessening because it's being taken away. And so you are fixed on the light ship. But the healing is only going to occur to how much you've worked on yourself with these energetic bodies. And there could be some exception there typically, but basically the energetic body gave you the problem. If you haven't cleared it, then you may still have that condition. And then sometimes it just goes away. People say, yeah, I have this problem. I try to get rid of it up for a long, long time. Even some people that have never had any clearing done, oddly enough. And all of a sudden they're fixed. And they go, wow, this is cool, How and why that happens, I don't know. Just things happen. So, from there, if we come back here, then you no longer are there. And you will feel something normally anyway. You're going to feel better after going there. But you still want to clean up your body. So if you haven't done that, you still may have some healing. If you have done it, maybe you're going to be, that'll be enough to push that energy out of you completely. Because you are renewed and your body's renewed. And this is as much as can go to the life ship that's not contaminated. And from there, you're in good shape. So your blueprint is kind of restored over again of who you are. I'm talking loosely here, but making it seem more comfortable for you. And the bodies are
Hey, Ron. I'm gonna have you take a break for just a second because your phone is getting a little bit garbled. Sometimes I can hear it. Sometimes it's a little more unclear. Is there any way? Is that better?
Is it better now? Yeah, just move the phone a little bit. Is it better?
It goes in and out. Sometimes it's a little bit better, and sometimes it becomes a little more unclear. So I've let you talk because sometimes I can hear it and sometimes I kind of can't, but I'm not sure if there's anything you can do about it. So
yeah, I got one bar here, so
one
maybe
bar.
It's okay now. I just moved the phone over about a foot. We'll see if that's better.
Oh, yeah, because it is better like right now. Okay, good.
Okay.
Okay, well, this is another interesting question, and we've kind of touched on it before. So it says animal clearing question, but it's really asking, it says, I used to eat dead animal flesh and other animal food products, and they're wondering, should I do a clearing for the animals who have suffered? And they feel that they've contributed to this. And I know that, you don't make a distinction or a judgment between whether or not a person eats, but I believe the concern with a lot of people is how the animals are being raised in very unkind and often unhealthy and definitely unhappy situations. So what would you suggest, Ron? Would that be a guilt clearing that might help, or what would you think?
Boy, I would say if you...
Wait, I lost you again.
Uh-oh. Let's try it over here. Is that any better?
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm the other direction here. Okay, so I'll say if you're having situations with animals being tortured or having bad situations on their living conditions, I would say you'd probably want to do a trauma clearing for yourself. A lifetime trauma clearing, and just see what that does. Because you're being affected, you know, by the trauma that you're seeing, you know, with the animal. So it's kind of resonating with your trauma body.
That's a great suggestion.
That, you know.
Yeah. It is. I think you hit the nail on the head, and the reason why I say that is because, it's not anything that I believe most people would personally choose for the animal to suffer. They just want to eat, and they've been taught that that's just what you do. But I believe more people are waking up to the fact that because there's so many humans on the planet, that the farming practices have become, you know, factories, basically. But many people feel, oh, this is a living being and it really shouldn't be that way. But it really does click into a person's trauma body, because knowing that and experiencing that affects, your trauma body. I can see that.
Yeah, it could even be your empathic body or, you know, sensory body. That could, if you're really tuned into that stuff. So you may want to clear those out, because you're actually feeling that energy from the animal coming into you. So, you know, and it's, people feel, you know, bad when a blade of grass gets cut. You know, they can feel the grass crying because it got cut. So it's kind of across the whole board here. But it kind of depends what body you're using to sample with. Yeah, so you want to clear that from yourself.
Okay, yeah, I'm actually writing this down, because that's a really good thing to do to get all those. And I've often wondered, I know that you've said, like, oh, if you want to change something, you have to get off the timeline. And in order to get off the timeline, you have to get off of the emotion attached to it that keeps bringing the timeline to you. And if experiencing animal suffering in any way, if you can clear that emotion, and that these particular clearings would accomplish that, then you could get yourself off that timeline. And then likewise, maybe the aliens somewhere in the world who are making animals suffer through whatever means will stop making that happen in order to traumatize the humans, because the humans no longer hold the charge of the emotion of being traumatized by it. Does that make any sense?
Yep, or just stop eating.
Right.
We can't do that, maybe. Maybe we can. You know, maybe on the New Earth energy, you can live a lot longer with life force energy, you know?
Yeah, and that is very viable. There are people now who only eat things that are, you know, maybe something grown, like something green or vegetable or fruit, that its first energy source was, you know, the sun. It didn't have to go through another living being. And there's people who are, you know, if you look at the statistics, actually much healthier than that. But unfortunately, it's not something everybody can do. Some people have tried that and they can't do it because for whatever reason, their blood type or it's not available to them. But, you know, if that works for you, it's been great. So really good questions. That brought up a lot of things. So Ron, your suggestions for clearings would be the trauma body, the empathic body, because you're feeling maybe how the suffering being would feel, and then the sensory body, because that's how it's affecting you.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, great. And then I suppose the emotional body, too.
Okay. Yep, and you may even want to, maybe the fear body, you know, just kind of see how, you know, how you're feeling about that, even feeling body maybe, but, you know, there's a lot that, you know, you can do to clean you out. Normally, you shouldn't be, you know, attached to the emotions on anything, even though it may not sound like it's the right thing to say. You know, I'm not saying that it's okay, you know, to harm animals, et cetera, but if you're not emotionally attached, then it's not going to affect you. So we're dealing with how something outside of yourself is affecting you. And it's not like, you know, I'm saying that, yeah, it's okay to eat animals or whatever, or to have them tortured. What I'm saying is what's affecting you, because that's something external coming into you. This energy is coming into you, and it's only affecting you because you have blockages in your body that need to be released because it's sticking to you. It should go right through your body without even, you know, any connection to you. So if we get stuck, that means you have a problem with you. So back to you. And that's a good way you find out what you need to clear. So like I said, I'm not saying that it's good to see things be tortured. I'm not saying that. But if you have a resonance toward torture, then you want to clean that out of yourself because that torture is in you already and you want to release it because you've been tortured. And you resonate with that. So back to you, Michelle.
Oh, right. Like you're feeling that in that animal because it's happened to you. And if you can allow that to be taken out of you so it's not part of what's in you anymore, then you will not only stop seeing that happen, but maybe it will stop happening for the animal because the aliens won't be messing with the animals in order to traumatize you.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it, yes.
Wow. This is great, honestly, because I know a lot of people struggle with this. In fact, this is probably the main thing that traumatizes a lot of people on a daily basis is knowing that this happens. And this is a way that we can stop it from happening. And it seems counterintuitive by like kind of, you know, just letting it go. But that's actually the key of like not letting it be attached to you. So great. Okay, so, all right, well, we have really one more minute to be on the air. Ron, is there anything else that you want to say? I don't know if we're going to do, you know, any more live shows this week. It just, I guess it depends on how busy you are at the conference and what it goes like, and I guess you play that by ear.
Yep, so let's, we could do the mind to heart drop here. And here we go. So again, if you wanted to listen to the lectures at the New Life Expo, you can go in and pay for the Friday conference call. And that one deals with entities. And you won't be on the call, but use the same codes for the Friday entity call. And we have two lectures, so they'll both be an hour and 45 minutes, and that's Saturday and Sunday. And then I have two lectures, one is on Friday and one is on Saturday, and they're both in the evening. So you can go on Mark's website, New Life Expo, look up Amatron, the things in order, Ron Amatron, it'll give the time where the lectures are. So let's do the mind to heart drop. So $20 will give you all the different lectures that I have there, which should be four of them. I don't know if I can do the Strange Universe panel or not, which would be Sunday morning. I'll have to see about that. It's a little different because I don't talk a lot on it. Only a couple, maybe two or three times if I'm lucky. So it may not be worth hearing all the other stuff going on. But anyway, and that's Sunday morning. But let's do the mind to heart drop. Here we go. So you want to command your spirit out loud and say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and then we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. You can feel the thoughts leave your head, go into your heart. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10987654321 and 10987654321. Everybody, blessings. Have a wonderful evening, and we'll see you later. Bye, everyone. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes, and thank you, listeners.